Monday nights used to be something of a chore for bassist Drew Pressman. He and banjo player Trevor Smith were in charge of songwriter night at a local coffee shop called Flipnotics. But it wasn't just booking the act or hosting the night. They had to be the backing band for a new songwriter every week. That means they had to learn a whole new set of someone else's songs every week. And that got old.
So after pounding through repertoires of 35 songwriters or something, it occurred to me that maybe we should switch the night to something where we wouldn't have to rehearse at all, and we could all just show up and just jam.
The plan was simple. One, show up at Flipnotics on Monday night. And two, play bluegrass.
Like, my whole premise for starting it was that there are no set members. You know, it's like, as long as your attitude is good and you're excited to be there and everybody pushes everybody in a positive way, that's pretty much all it takes to be in the band.
Oh, so it's a band now?
People need to be able to look in the paper or on the Flipnotics website and see that it is a bluegrass band playing. And so I don't know where I came up with the bluegrass outfit, but it just occurred to me one day that that was what we were going to call the band. So that was what we named it.
On a recent Monday night, there are about 10 players on the small Flipnotic stage. There's one condenser mic that they're all kind of crowded around. The room is so packed that the windows are starting to fog up. People are stacked on top of each other, sitting on laps and on the floor, and on the patio outside, waiting for the next song to begin.
Well, some say I'm with miracles, some say I'm just the same. Many a time,
you know, I think why this is so great is that it's not like work.
Trevor Smith has been playing banjo since the very beginning, almost 2 years ago.
We wanted this to just be all fun, no work.
These days, being an independent musician means you probably have a day job. You're booking gigs, making stickers, t-shirts, Twitter, Facebook, not to mention writing and recording songs. The difference here is that you don't have all that other stuff. The bluegrass outfit is nothing but music.
Yeah, it is weird. We're not like trying to get booked at the Festy Jam Fest. Like, there's so many bands out there who are amazing, including bands that we're all in that are like fighting the good fight. And the bluegrass outfit is explicitly not doing that. And that's really a huge component of the magic of the band.
Sometimes I have my doubts and I wonder, I'm like, oh, I wonder if so-and-so is getting tired of this, if they're going to even be there this week. Sometimes you think that as an individual, like, am I the only one who still loves this, that's not tired of it? And no, I don't think so.
But of course, if Trevor or anyone else ever does get tired, odds are it won't be too hard to find more pickers ready to hop on stage and play.
So it's like, all right, well, great. Well, the plan has worked. Like, it worked. Great. People came to see bluegrass. They read about it. They're Flipnotics.
For the Austin Music Map, I'm Haley Howell.
Fall on down. Thank you.